Now, don't get me wrong. What Paul is saying about love, the church community should have this kind of love for one another. That's obvious because he's writing, but this is also a love that a husband and wife should have for one another as well, that respect, admiration, that type of love. But this specifically is about how Christians should treat one another. And it is written for the First Corinthian church, but this chapter specifically could also be written to us. It could actually be written to any church that calls themselves a Christian church, right? This is how we as Christians should not only treat one another, but should treat those in the community, those around the world, right? If you agree with me, say amen. All right. I just want to make sure you're out there, all right? So, but anyway, in chapter 12, the Apostle Paul is talking about the spiritual gifts and how, just like our bodies, we are many members with many different gifts. You see, our bodies, I mean, this is obvious, right, are made up of many different parts that have different gifts or different functions, right? Many of which, or most of which, actually, we could not live without, right? And that is what Paul is saying about the church. Each person who has given their life to Christ, who has come before the church and has said, yes, I want to be a member of this church, when they do not give their God-given gifts in the ministry of that church, it is a life-threatening manner to the body of Christ. All right? So he's saying this is serious stuff. Just like our bodies, churches, and the church as a whole, each person in that body have many gifts for the different tasks that the church needs to be about. And Paul says that we worship one God, and that same God each gives us, or gives each of us, different gifts. And he ends chapter 12 with this: and I will show you a still more excellent way. Then he moves to the love chapter. Well, Paul is writing about agape love. Agape love. Excuse me. The love that God and Jesus have for humanity. And Paul is saying that we should have that same love for our brothers and sisters in Christ. You see, Paul was writing about the need for mutual concern and consideration within the church community of the church, with special reference to the use of spiritual gifts in worship. You see, the people in Corinth, in the church, I should say, in Corinth, are arguing over, among other things, which of them have the greater gift. They're probably saying things like this. Now, see if you've heard this before in this modern age. Well, if you don't speak in tongues, you're not saved. Have we heard this before? Yes, we have. Or, well, in my opinion, if you don't prophesy, you definitely aren't saved. Right? We really don't know exactly how they're arguing, because this is a one-sided conversation. If you think of a telephone conversation, when you're listening to someone in your household talk, all you can hear is what they're saying. You don't know what's going on the other end of the line, right? Well, that's what this letter is about. But they're arguing about the gifts and which one is the better gift, and who has the better gift, and who is saved, and who is not saved, who is anointed. And, you know, I have to admit something here. And, all the years I've been a pastor, I have prayed to have a church that had all these gifts. I'm serious. Now, some of you might be saying, wait a minute, Eric, aren't you a United Methodist pastor? Absolutely. Proud of it. Christian pride. And the United Methodist Church believes in the anointing of the Spirit. The United Methodist Church believes that God gives gifts. And so, therefore, the United Methodist Church believes that there are different gifts that each of us are given. Not only talents-type gifts, but also worship and prayer-type gifts. Did you realize that? You see, probably many of you have been longing for years to share your gifts in worship with people, but, you know, I'm kind of worried about how so-and-so is going to look at me. Yeah. You see, God gives us gifts, and maybe we should think about what God is going to look at, how God is going to look at us, instead of how our neighbors are going to look at us. All right. I guess that's another sermon, isn't it?